producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Day already of August 2014 is going to be yet another jam-packed worldwide transmission. There has been a two-star brigadier general killed in Afghanistan by one of the U.S. NATO trained soldiers. And I want to get Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who's been in Afghanistan a long time, he's now retired, to pop in. We don't even know the name yet of the general, and of course we're learning about it from German news, Der Spiegel. Because our media is so controlled, a high-ranking German general was reportedly also shot and is in critical condition. William Gein will be joining us to discuss the Democratic Party's attempted anti-white racist agenda, which a congressman has now gone public with. Republican blast Democrats, war on whites. And that really is what it is. But again, it's a psyop politically to brand all white people as racist. And then if you don't go along with the agenda of the Democrats, turning your guns in, open borders, taxes, world government, socialism, you are a racist. So we're going to be going over that coming up. He made the statements on the Laura Ingraham show. Gerald Celente will be joining us to talk about world trends. He said over a year ago, the big trend would be war, war, and more war, and dollar devaluation. Boy, he's been proven accurate. So the top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, will be joining us coming up today. Jesse Ventura is on the show tomorrow. I'd rather get him on for a full hour than just 10 minutes like we could have earlier last week. He's putting his official statement out today at 2 o'clock about that trial, which affects the First Amendment across the board. And they're going to give us that video first exclusively at InfoWars.com at 2 o'clock. They're going to send us the link, so we'll have that at InfoWars.com. But Jesse will be joining us tomorrow to talk about the different angles and facets of it. Regardless of what you think of Jesse Ventura, the story was a lie. And so they can run similar psyops on myself, Rand Paul, Matt Drudge, Rush Limbaugh for that matter, anybody who's pro-gun, anybody that's pro-sovereignty. Not that any of us are perfect, but any of us that still care about this country and aren't criminals, they're going to make stuff up about. And so if you go along with them trying to bring down Ventura, which they've done to a great extent, well, we'll all be picked off individually. So as of live broadcast at 11 o'clock Central in 4 minutes right now, a general killed in Afghanistan. Some reports say brigadier, some say major. American general killed. An American general was killed today and 15 other soldiers wounded in an attack at a military academy in Afghanistan. The incident happened at Camp Quarha. How do you pronounce that? Quarha, where Afghan military officers were being trained when a gunman wearing an Afghan army uniform turned his weapon against American and other Afghans, ABC has learned. The camp was recently renamed after a National Defense University for the country's deceased vice president. And it goes on to break it down. That's ABC News. We've got the Daily Mail up on screen for folks. So we'll try to figure out exactly what's going on there. We're going to get Joe Biggs in here at the bottom of the hour. Give us his breakdown on it, and he'll know more. He has a lot of military contacts. Stay with us.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at the feet at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between,
banks that we all hate at the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Earlier today, a two-star major general was killed at a joint military training base, a green-blue base, where the Afghan army is trained by the U.S. military and other members of NATO, who are squatting on top of the opium production operations in the number one opium-producing nation in the world, Afghanistan. U.S. Major General killed an insider attack at Afghan base. And, of course, our own military is being forced to train not just the Afghan government and military, but IS, ISIS, whatever you want to call it, and giving them weapons in the last 3.5 years to carry out the murder of over 300,000 men, women, and children, mainly Christians in Syria. And our media, and Barack Obama, and John Kerry, and all of them get up there indignantly and say we need to launch bigger attacks. And to our military's credit, they've come out and spoken out against it and said, no, we're not Al-Qaeda's Air Force, but IS is running all over Africa, all over the Middle East, all over the place, killing people. IS is just the new name of Al-Qaeda. And no one wants to talk about it. Not the big churches, not conservative media, not mainline media. All anyone will talk about is 60-something dead Israelis and 1,000 dead Palestinians. I'm sad for both sides. Tribal warfare, intractable. It's going to happen every few years, from ever, basically forever. I just ask the question, why am I always directed, and why are you directed, to only focus on that and to have lots of indignation, like the Nicaraguan president has come out and said Netanyahu is possessed by the devil? It's this big, giant, international cause celeb to always side with the Muslims in any way, if it's against the West or against Israel, in Asia, in Latin America. The Muslims are seen as the underdog. And the public sees things as Germany versus Brazil, or Coke versus Pepsi, or Chevy versus Ford. It's so mindless. The globalists are manipulating all the sides, not just two sides, on record. I mean, here's a headline out today on Infowars.com from the Washington Times. We have it linked. Bill Clinton's Kosovo freedom fighters trafficked in body parts when the spoils of war are human organs. We knew this back at the time. Radical Al-Qaeda-connected groups running opium attacked Serbia for 3 years. When the Serbs fought back, the Democrats bombed the country up one side and down the other. Republicans went along with it. And they turned over a third of the country to be ethnic cleansed by Muslims against Christians. There were no parades in New York City or Austin, Texas against it. The Nicaraguan president had nothing to say when that happened. And I'll tell you why. It's because the Albanians were a shade darker than most of the Serbs. Because hundreds of years ago, Muslims had repeatedly invaded and successfully taken Albania and not Serbia. And they'd had famous battles in Serbia, in Pristina, in Kosovo, a third of Serbia, holding back the Muslims when they were invading Europe. And so NATO, I guess, gave as a gift to Saudi Arabia control of not just Albania, but also of Kosovo. And they said, listen, the organs are yours. And that's in the news today. We knew it back then, but it's been declassified, that they would just go door-to-door slaughtering everyone with zero coverage. So here's the headline. Republicans blast Dems war on whites. We're going to play that clip coming up later in the hour. In fact, we have that clip now? In fact, we'll air it as soon as we get it lined up. Just let me know. But that is the issue here that we're talking about is it is a war on Western civilization directed by globalists that run the West because they want to bring everyone down, not just the third world, whether you're an Eastern European white person or a poor black person or a Latin American. They want poverty and control. They want to dominate society. That's how you control billions of people. Short of killing them, you dumb them down, you make them poor. You give them false ideologies. But Israel blowing up schools, blowing up UN facilities, blowing up power plants and water treatment in Gaza is a war crime by standard yardsticks and is something that you don't do in a civilian area. Now, Rush Limbaugh famously said the last time they attacked Gaza, and I disagreed with him. We played the clip here. That, well, of course we carpet bomb cities. That's what we did in World War II. That's how you bring terror. That's how you break an enemy. But Iraq didn't even attack us on 9/11, any way you look at it. And Iraq had been an ally with the U.S., and that we lose the moral high ground. By that argument, you'd have to agree with people like Ward Churchill, who I disagree with, who said that the people that flew planes into the World Trade Centers were army soldiers taking out, you know, people that supported the Nazis, basically. His attitude was Wall Street's evil, and so every secretary in there deserved what they got. Really, if you're going to criticize Ward Churchill for that, that's the same thing Rush Limbaugh's saying. And you lose your humanity when you end up doing that. But I don't take a side here because a lot of the Palestinians are connected into groups. In fact, I'd say around half of them, you look at the poll numbers, who say that they would exterminate every Christian in the Middle East. And I don't even take sides because I'm a Christian. It's that, wow, that's incredibly barbarous. And most Palestinians say in polls they would destroy Israel and basically kill everybody that lives there. So both sides hate each other. Both sides are in a death battle. Both sides are committing atrocities against each other. Let's be honest, like we were space aliens looking down from space and just analyzing what was going on instead of being emotionally sucked into one side or the other. Our government has funded Saudi Arabia and Qatar and others to take over areas of Serbia, to take over areas of Egypt, and then fail, to take over areas of Syria and take over areas of Iraq and blow up mosques and blow up churches and crucify people and sexually mutilate hundreds of thousands of women and kill 300 plus thousand and just eat hearts on television and murder whole families and kill non-radical Muslims. I mean, it is extreme. Almost zero media coverage. And if you say, wow, Benjamin Netanyahu is supporting NATO and Saudi Arabia doing this, aren't Israelis upset about that? Israelis call in and say, yeah, we're upset about that. We don't like that. But the average trendy that just says they hate Israel sends me a threatening email saying, I hope you die. You work for Israel. No, I don't. If I worked for who ran Israel, I would be supporting the takeover of Iraq by IS, Islamic State. I'd be supporting the takeover of Syria by IS. I'd be supporting what's happening in Gaza instead of sitting back and trying to get people out of tribal mindlessness to see how Israel, the Palestinians, Saudi Arabia, America, Germany, China, Russia, we're all being played off against each other. People say, take a side, take NATO's side or take Russia's side in Ukraine. The globalists started the Ukraine war, overthrew the government, started attacking Russian-held areas where they had bases for hundreds of years. Russia responded. I'm not endorsing everything Russia does, but I don't support starting wars and putting Nazis in control of countries like Ukraine. And I've had Ukrainians walk me on the street and say, I'm a listener of yours, but I can't believe you're supporting Putin. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Twice. One guy in a restaurant said, I used to like you, but I don't like you supporting Putin. I don't support Putin, but I don't support overthrowing the Ukrainian government and then starting a war with Russia. Just like I don't support IS, folks. I don't support chaos.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. We still haven't found out who the major general is that was killed by Afghan soldiers being trained at a NATO military base. Retired Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, InfoWars.com reporter, will be joining us at the start of the next segment to break that down and to give us some of his views on his multiple visits to the Arizona border, the Texas border, you name it, the California border, just in the last month. Also coming up, huge news on the Ebola front. U.S. health authorities concealing number of suspected Ebola victims from the public. CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta, at least six tested for Ebola in New York City. And our report is up on drudgereport.com. It's also obviously on InfoWars.com. Meanwhile, there's a new poll out. Israelis want to give Obama Ebola for his birthday. I'm sure Dr. Eric Pianca probably wants to give 90% of us Ebola. So that's ridiculous. Last thing I want is something bad to happen to Obama, because that would turn him into a martyr and is one of the few things the globalists could do to get their agenda restarted. By the way, it hit me right before airtime. We're really in the beginning of what you call World War IV. The Pentagon, if you look it up, considers the last 20, 30 years World War III, economic war, military deployment. World War IV, though, is a mix of proxy wars and economics and hacking and espionage. And the globalists have launched World War IV. They're using the United States to destabilize the planet. And again, it's not that China or Russia are good. Their kleptocratic elites just aren't as sophisticated as the globalists and aren't completely eugenics-based. China is, but Russia isn't, and that's their great crime. They're just old-fashioned, strongmen kleptocrats, nationalists, who do enjoy national pride. The globalists absolutely hate this country and want to bring it down. So I have to say, Putin is a lesser of two evils, but nevertheless, doesn't matter because he doesn't run our policy. It's the globalists that are sitting on top of us. Another question, what will you do if they make it mandatory for all Americans to take an Ebola vaccine? That is the question. Growing outcry for the scientific community to do something about the deadly virus. Over 1,000 deaths now. And I've got reports saying it's probably much higher. Ebola outbreak could lead to gun confiscations. Martial law. The Obama administration is preparing the conditions required for a government-declared crisis under those executive orders listed by InfoWars.com. Under NORTHCOM, you can be put in forced work brigades, gun confiscation, seizure of any private property or hoarded food, you name it. The article's up on InfoWars.com.
What I was talking about, which we have really some very favorable results on, is a vaccine to prevent infection. And this would be very relevant to healthcare providers who put themselves at high risk in taking care of individuals. We tested it in monkeys. It looks really good. It protects monkeys completely from...
There's an NIH investigator on CBS Propaganda News pushing the vaccine. Vaccine science does work. It does have some side effects when done properly still. But this is a government combine caught adding stuff to vaccines thousands of times, hurting people and killing people. So the headline is the U.S. is sitting on promising vaccines. Oh, really? Is that why a lot of the doctors themselves refuse to take it? And they spin it like they're heroes for not wanting it? It's because they know how dangerous a vaccine is, ladies and gentlemen. But the media says safe and effective, there are no side effects. Read the insert, folks. They're lying to you. Not just of Ebola vaccine, any vaccine. U.S. health authorities, again, concealing number of suspected Ebola victims from the public. We're going to be playing some of that report coming up. Doctor says Ebola outbreak is spinning out of control. That's CBS News Atlanta. Ebola outbreak could be much worse than thought. Again, CBS News also with that headline. I tend to agree with that statement. If it's over 1,000 deaths now, that's what we know of. It could be much worse. Mount Sinai patient tested for Ebola virus in the United States. That's being reported by ABC News. Saudi Arabia tests suspected citizens of having Ebola. Saudi Arabia tests man suspected of having Ebola. Many U.S. hospitals not prepared for Ebola. Fox News. Atlanta Hospital receives hate mail. We talked about that yesterday because they took the Ebola patient or patients. The issue is that they should be in level 4 bioweapon containment facilities that are a lot safer, not in mainline university hospitals that have patients down the hall. That is reckless abandonment of the public health and a crime. The question is, why is the establishment doing it? Plausible deniability comes up first. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs, retired InfoWars.com reporter, has been all over the Texas, California, and Arizona border the last month. He'll be joining us after we talk about this dead general. Two-star, they haven't released the name yet, killed in Afghanistan in the last 24 hours. After that, we'll talk about the reporters we've been talking to in the convoy from California right through to Texas on the 2,100-plus mile border. Got run off the road by Mexican mafia last night, with the police basically there and with the national Spanish media there, all part of a setup And, of course, the media did nothing. The government did nothing. Because even the Border Patrol is taught now how to stick their tail between their legs and run from the collapsed, failed state of Mexico. Because the name of the game, whether it's the TSA groping your wife or highway checkpoints or the IRS taking your house without judge or jury to give it to the private Federal Reserve, crush the American people, break our backs, break our will, teach us we're scum. And it's going quite well. Arrest kids that have Nerf guns at school, suspend them if they have Nerf guns at home, forcible inoculations, drive us into submission, land of the cowards, home of the slaves, hail the New World Order. And speaking of that, again, the Democratic Party on record was and is the party of the Ku Klux Klan. The NRA was founded to fight the Ku Klux Klan and armed blacks. So the NAACP, CNN, Fox Television, Fox Sports, ESPN, we played the clips, all say the last 2 years the NRA is the Klan. The NRA is the Klan. Because it's the opposite. It's like saying Martin Luther King is the Klan. Or Denzel Washington is the Klan. Or Magic Johnson is the Klan. George Washington Carver is the Klan. It's pure, absolute, 180 degree from reality. Doesn't matter. Works very well. The public's so stupid. Black, white, doesn't matter. People don't know they're having a hole in the ground. And so now the Democrats in the 50s and 60s, the demographic switched. The Republicans were passing the Civil Rights Act. Eisenhower had troops marching into schools to segregate them. The Republicans are the ones that ended slavery. Everybody knew it. They looked at demographics, with Hispanics and blacks voting Republican. My grandfather got elected to office in Texas, part of the Republican wave in the late 50s. And they said, all right, we're going to go give free stuff to the minorities. We'll use our race politics on them, not poor whites. They'd used poor whites before to control things because there are more poor whites in the country than are rich whites. And so you can't say the Republicans were for the upper middle class and rich people, but they still didn't like slavery. And so the issue was they converted to pure race politics. And now they've opened the borders. They're going to bring another 100 million illegals in, above the 30 million. That's the public plan. Enough visas to empty three Latin American countries into the U.S., Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Guatemala. The entire populations under Obama would move here. They will get their free welfare, and they will vote to enslave everybody. And it will be racially based under RASA, under race, and the Democratic Party will rule again. Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy. And this is so racially based that the Nicaraguan president says Netanyahu is possessed by the devil. And I'm not saying Netanyahu doesn't do bad stuff. I'm not in that fight. The issue is it's purely racially based all over Latin America. Support the Palestinians. I saw a demonstration this weekend, folks with Mexican flags and Palestinian flags downtown. It was on the news. There's that, you know, you got a mustache, you've got brown skin like me. You know, I have solidarity with you. And of course, it worked with poor whites in the Klan. The Democrats know what they're doing. Poor people, folks coming from poverty, they get race. They get you look like me. Okay? They get RASA. I want to have a RASA of liberty, freedom, justice, family, right to self-defense, men are men, women are women, freedom. That's the only thing that will save us is a culture of liberty, a culture of quality, a culture of entrepreneurship, which is very strong in Latin America. That's why the globalists don't want it to go that way. They want the bad side of it to go that way. The race-based, you know, people kill each other in football games in Brazil against the neighboring country. They'll throw hand grenades on the field. They'll kill each other over that. Humans are the same everywhere. But they've hyped all this RASA stuff up. They've made it kosher. They've had the Spanish media shell La Infusora, La Reconquista as the major radio stations and TV stations, and it's now happening. And the Democratic Party is planning race war and the eventual breakup of the country under the NAU, and the Republican leadership is working with them. So I wanted to play Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama, a Republican, on Monday accused Democrats of engaging in a war on whites in the current immigration debate. I'm going to play the clip where he went over this. But first off, this is the only way to stop the Democrats is calling them out for what they're doing. Yeah, it sounds radical to say there's a war on whites. There is. But it's not even against whites so much as it's politically getting people hyped up to say, you don't make a lot of money because of white people. Or you fell on that banana peel because of white people. when the obesity and the diabetes and the cancer and the autism's hitting all of us, when most people are intermarrying. My God, half the kids I see in Austin are a white guy with a Hispanic wife or a Hispanic, man with a wife. I mean, give me a break, folks. People are getting along. The system is trying to invoke division. So we're all fighting with each other while the globalists rule over us. That's divide and conquer. But it's true that there is a war on whites. You know, white men can't jump, blah, blah, blah. It's in all the culture. Just a constant assault on that. And it's being done for a reason, because then, well, Obama supposedly is part African. I don't really see it. Looks more like he's from the Caribbean, maybe 10% African. But, and that's the black folks I talked to. When I was in the Caribbean, they're like, Obama, he isn't black. But I mean, the whole issue here is that it's about, see, you can't criticize that. It must be good. It's a change. He's black. Well, see, next year will be a woman. Oh, we've got Hillary. Don't criticize her. You hate women. No, I hate tyrants. I hate gun grabbers. But see, it'll now be, why don't you like women? And I'll have to sit here and explain to women who are like, no, we're winning. We're coming up in the world. A woman's president. Give me a break. I'd vote for a woman in half a second if it was a female Ron Paul. A black female Ron Paul. And she could have three arms. I'm serious. I mean, a wheelchair. It's about what's in the brain. But they don't want that. They want it to be about racially based stuff. So let's go ahead and go to this clip from the congressman.
On this issue. Let's talk about
Ingram,
what the quote lamestream media is saying about this. Ron Fournier, who's been on the show many times, from the National Journal, was on Fox News Sunday, Congressman Brooks, saying this.
The fastest growing voting bloc in this country, thanks to the Republican Party, hates them. This party, your party, cannot be the party of the future beyond November if you're seen as the party of white people.
Your reaction.
Well, this is a part of the war on whites that's being launched by the Democratic Party. And the way in which they're launching this war is by claiming that whites hate everybody else. It's a part of the strategy that Barack Obama implemented in 2008, continued in 2012, where he divides us all on race, on sex, greed, envy, class warfare, all those kinds of things. Well, that's not true, okay? And if you look at the polling data, every demographic group in America agrees with the rule of law, enforcing and securing our borders, and every one of them understands that illegal immigration hurts every single demographic group. It doesn't make any difference if you're a white American, a black American, Hispanic American, an Asian American, or if you're a woman or a man. Every single demographic group is hurt by falling wages and lost jobs.
Exactly, so that's enough. Full clip. I want to try to get him on if we can, guys. Full clips up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. In fact, let's retweet that. Because I know the article we have doesn't even have the full audio. Maybe get that added because you guys found it to an Infowars story. We'll tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Ross Perot, in 1994, in those debates with that I've re-aired here from CNN, clips of, we got to re-air that again. I aired it a few years ago. Ross Perot in his debate with Al Gore was not talking about Hispanics. But they kept bringing up, why don't you like Mexico? Why don't you like the Mexicans? Why don't you want them to have NAFTA and GATT? And he explained, he said, NAFTA and GATT will lower their wages in the end. He said, let me explain this to you, Larry. Of course, he was proven right. But Al Gore was playing race card again. NAFTA and GATT has undercut everything to China. For a few years, it was better for Mexico. That's how it works. Canada opening up their border to the U.S. was good for the U.S. for a few years, then hurt us. It's a giant sucking sound. It's a mathematical equation that drives down the wages and wrecks the quality of society. You build up Mexico, and then jobs will want to go there because it's been built up. You don't lower its standards, and then that's going to raise ours. It lowers everybody. Just like they were going to pass 5 years ago the global tax on carbon, but then the true text of the Copenhagen Treaty got leaked, and it said double the taxes, or right at double, on the third world under carbon. The globalists have been screwing the third world over and over again. They're the ones that want our guns. They're the ones that want open borders. They're the ones that say daddy's bad. They're the ones that say private property's bad. They're the ones that say raise taxes because they're exempt. Look at this, CNBC. All Tennessee employment growth since 2000 has gone to immigrants, yet natives accounted for 60% of population growth. Native Americans, Hispanic, black, white. If you're born here, you're getting hammered by this because the illegals operate in self-exclusionary guilds. They only operate with themselves in most cases. And they're not stupid. They shop with each other. They operate tribally. Nobody else does. I say operate tribally. I'll pull over and buy roadside food from obvious illegals selling watermelons or whatever. I did it this weekend or 2 weekends ago. And I'll pull over to old white people and buy it or old black people and buy it. You know why I do? It's cheaper. It's usually better produce. And I'm supporting mom and pops. Just like I buy my coffee from Mexican farmers in Chiapas that have successfully defeated the Mexican government for 30 years trying to take their property, only ones that have done it, and who produce great coffee, I buy it from them to try to build a community. It's beyond fair trade, and they're building schools and community down there. And they used to be leftists. They're becoming more free market as they understand true revolution is about commerce. I put my money where my mouth is, folks. You buy Wake Up America coffee, you're doing that. We buy bullet breacher bottle openers from a company owned by a Navy SEAL who's got a bunch of Navy guys and Army guys working for him. We sell that, made in 1776.com. We've got a veteran-owned group in Oregon that produces the bronze and nickel belt buckles, the Molon Lombe and George Washington. Listen, I try to put my, I got a veteran right here we hired. He's a great reporter. He's a combat vet, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, retired. I want to get into the general in this segment with you, but then I want to get into the intel you got from what happened last night in El Paso with the Spanish-run, globalist-run media trying to cause a big scene with the police standing down. But before we get to that, Joe, your breakdown on what happened with this major general, two-star general. Am I right in saying, is it accurate this is the highest-ranking general killed since the Revolutionary War? Because I know some died in a helicopter crash in Vietnam, but that wasn't
General Casey.
Okay, so this is a big deal.
Yeah, this is huge because this is an actual undercover, you know, combatant who worked his way through the ranks. That's one of the things that you lived in fear of when you were over there.
A sleeper.
Yeah, you didn't know who they were. I mean, you didn't know if your interpreter was on your side or not because you didn't even speak their language. You needed them there to interpret for you what was going on. So you couldn't even tell if they're giving you misinformation half the time. That's something that you have to live with every day, is looking over your back with the people that we're put to work with every day. I mean, it's something that happens. It's dropped. But this is huge. I mean, this is a big blow. A two-star general. And then the German military lost a one-star general as well. Or I don't think he's dead yet, but he's been seriously injured.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Yes, so I mean that.
And this was at one of these controlled camps. They call it Green Force, Blue Force.
Yeah, that's where you work side by side, left, right, or left seat, right seat, where you work hand in hand with the other group and you train them and get them up to speed on your tactics. So.
And then they exfiltrate back and train the Akani network how to counter you.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we're training these guys and they go out and they go back to the Taliban or whoever. And then they use those tactics, and then they use that against us.
You know, under full spectrum dominance, for you as a soldier, this looks like it's idiocy. For the globalists who want to keep the war going, who want to just have an excuse to put no-bid contracts in and control the opium, this is all planned.
I mean, I'm not saying
they killed the general on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm saying this is part of the chaos theory. Go ahead.
I mean, when people come up to me now and they say, you know, Joe, should I join the military? I tell them, quite frankly, I don't think you should anymore. I've lost so much faith in it. It's such a corrupt place. The people who are running everything, and like you said earlier, the wars have got to end. We're killing too much people. This stuff has got to end.
Remember when the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, wouldn't ever get around troops, even officers who had sidearms?
Oh, yeah.
So they didn't trust our own troops, but I guess they trust the Afghans.
Oh, I there's been numerous times high-ranking officials who come to was Balad Air Base in Iraq. And one of their first requests would be, I think it was Donald Rumsfeld. He came out and spoke at Balad Air Base, Camp Anaconda, and said, we want a gathering of soldiers to come over so I can talk, but they can't bring their M4s or anything like that or their sidearms. And we're like, what? I'm not going to go to that.
Meanwhile, Saddam Hussein would stand around with 10,000 people firing AK-47s
up
in the air.
Yeah.
How could he do that, but then our leaders are so scared? I mean, I've never heard of leaders in the West since Hitler that wouldn't get around the soldiers armed.
Because they know that the soldiers are the ones who are most informed. They see what's going on behind the curtain. You know, they see that we're out there having to guard opium fields. It's ridiculous. People are fed up with it. And the ones who get out are the ones who are starting the militias and things like that. They're tired of all this crap going on. The government's not doing their job, so people are starting to stand up.
So you think Rumsfeld and Panetta were smart not to be around the troops?
Well, the thing is, though, is they've pushed the people to such a point that, you know, when I was asked to attend it, I said I had nothing to do with it. I did not want to be there. I said I'd rather go back out on the road and do a convoy. I do not want to be around them. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're going to have me out here in combat and then tell me I can't even have my own weapon in case one of these local nationals, you know, points a gun and starts firing into us? No. It's not going to happen.
Well, now the most high-ranking general, some are saying ever, but there were some high-level generals killed in the Revolutionary War, highest level ever killed, because a war has never been so confused where you've got generals literally right next to the enemy.
Yeah, I mean, that right there, that's crazy, because it was at the Marshall Fahim National Defense University in Kabul City. So there's probably a good bit of high commanding people there in that area that work closely with the Afghan army as well and the local national police and things like that. So, I mean, that's just an accident waiting to happen, and it sucks that it did. And it's just one of those things that you can't trust them whatsoever. You've got to sleep with one eye open.
Well, that sounds kind of racist. I mean, I think we should bring as many Al-Qaeda people as we can into the country to keep us safe.
Well, I think we're doing that now at the borders, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to come back and talk about that. And I'm being sarcastic, New York Times. We all know who Al-Qaeda works for. That's the globalist.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the Earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the Earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvestrite for months now. Have you invested in yours yet? As you know, we live in a politically and economically troubled time. You should be preparing for an uncertain future today. Right now is the time to start freeze-drying your own food so you can become self-reliant and less dependent upon others. To invest in your own home freeze-dryer, go to HarvestRight.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Again, that's a home freeze-dryer from HarvestRight.com. And be sure to mention this ad to save $200 through the month of August.
Hello?
Joe's about to run down to San Antonio to meet up with the convoy that started out in California. And this ended up being national news on Univision and the rest of it. When he told me this story, and he's got a press release from him, he's going to do a bigger story tonight for the nightly news or for tomorrow's show. We're not sure yet. This is a false flag, clearly, where in El Paso, a truck then ran the front truck of the convoy off a ramp with Univision waiting and the police coming in saying a gun threat had been called in on the convoy. So all of it coordinated as they came in, I guess trying to get something on video or to get the convoy to react. This is pretty amazing stuff, ladies and gentlemen. This is the stuff that's going on that's only on the Spanish media because American citizens dared try to drive in their cars across the Southwest to point this out. You don't do that. Just like Mexican citizens don't do that or they get killed. We're being taught, just like Texas newspapers have closed on the border because they've been rocket attacked in the last 5 years. Americans need to learn to sit down and shut up and lay down to third world countries that have failed because that's what America's all about. Joe Biggs, tell us about what's been unfolding.
So the convoy was heading east on I-10, and they said they noticed spotters up on the mountains and the overpasses. Shortly thereafter, a swerve, I think they said it was like a Tahoe, swerved at their lead vehicle, taking them off of the ramp and down the side road where there was protesters waiting.
I'd have just taken it. Boom. Of course, I guess that's sorry, I'm not kidding. Anyways.
So they get down there, and Univision's reporting. And then within seconds, they said police started coming in. What happened was the protesters called in. But prior to the convoy even being there, that someone in the convoy had pulled out a gun and pointed at someone. So the police is reacting to what they think is, you know, some kind of...
Yeah, it's all a setup.
Yeah, so they get there, and they're like, all right, what's going on? What's going on? And they're like, well, what do you mean? You know, we were driving down the road. A vehicle swerved at us and made us go off the road. It backed up I-10 for up to an hour. In El Paso, you know, Dew and I were just there not too long ago. I've been there a few times the past month. I-10 in El Paso is 5 lanes east to west on both
sides. And it shows how crazy it is. Imagine if we were in Mexico saying, open your borders up, give us everything free. They'd laugh at us. If we just dare want to do anything, we're evil, we're bad, and it's in the news that the pro-immigrant groups were pointing guns at people. I mean, this is going to explode, which is what Obama wants.
Yeah, on their website, BorderConvoy.com, they actually have hate mail coming in from people and the locals there. And when they got on the website, they found one of the people who wrote something, and they were taking pictures, you know, live from the overpass in the mountains as the convoy approached, saying it's go time. So to warn everybody to get ready for this. So they lured them into this. It was a huge setup. You know, long story short, police escort them out of there. They're like, all right, you guys got to get out of here. So they end up going to some hotel, I think in Van Horn, stayed over. 4:30 in the morning, they get woken up, not knowing what's going on. Armed militia are banging on the doors, you know, M16s, M4s, ski mask on, saying, hey, the cartels are on the way. You need to get the hell out of here as soon as
possible. But see, here's my issue. Take the Alamo or something. I mean, I'm not just saying this. I've been in a bunch of stuff with standoffs with the, you know, feds and guns and all that stuff many times before on record. I'm sorry. I'm just not leaving. I mean, if people want to say you can't be in a hotel, I'm not saying those militias are PSYOP, but obviously there's going to be infiltration in the convoy, PSYOP manipulation. I'm not saying they're even bad. They can be fed false information. Why panic everyone and get up and run from the cartels? I mean, they threaten me. I'm sitting right here. I just don't get it and understand it, Joe.
I don't know, but, you know, you got to think one of these younger ladies, I think some of them are 28, something like that, 26.
No, I know.
You see armed men come up to the hotel, you're like...
No, what I'm saying is, who gave the militia that info?
I don't know.
And who are those militia in those masks? I think it's PSYOP management of people that's going on here. I mean, clearly, the Mexican media, the Spanish-speaking media, it's all drug cartel-owned. It's all running a giant PSYOP. And I'm saying it's linked up with the CIA, Joe. That's what I'm telling you. Stay there. I want to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life product. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically
specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is just a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.